May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, June 15th, 2024, and today I'll be discussing two newsletters from over the last 2 weeks. One on the new moon, back on June 6th, Transcending Deep State Chaos Creation. Got to get past all the chaos sooner or later, so addressing that issue. And then on June 11th, the newsletter was on the 5D conscience, 5D conscience moving forward. Moving forward, we're hearing that term more and more these days. Moving forward, in this case, into 5D consciousness, the conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that are creating a consciousness shift, you know, at the cusp of Aquarius. So I'll begin with the first one, you know, back on the new moon 9 days ago. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. The quantum field geometry is the astrology that gives some insight into mass psychology worldwide. You know, one's, you might say that one's brain field holodeck, as I call it, is your quantum interface and unified field connection with our solar system's quantum field, you know, as it registers between the two hemispheres of the brain. And right now, as the show airs today, Global Humanity is sharing some very interesting quantum field resonance with subtle energies of the kingdom of heaven within us. For example, with the astrology psychology at this time, with the Sun, Mercury, and Venus all in alignment in the sign of Gemini right now. So Mercury in Gemini alone is a very good placement for communication, learning, versatility, and Venus in Gemini brings a love of beauty to mental agility and can be rather flirtatious, especially with the alignment with the Sun, which adds brilliance to a higher mental concept of love, so that what I'll be focusing on today, you know, makes more sense. There's more, you know, mental congruence with heart coherence. And there is an energy of heart coherence in the field, the quantum field, with Venus conjunct the Sun, conjunct Mercury, and with the full moon coming up, that's this energy is being sustained and magnified and multiplied in through the full moon. So over the last 2 weeks, there's another influence in this regard, with Pluto being trined to Uranus, and both Pluto and Uranus are in sextile to Neptune in Pisces, and what is called a creative triangle, with the transformative power of Pluto and the enlightenment impulse of Uranus being focused on the very profound mystical love energies of Neptune in Pisces. I've talked about this in previous shows. This has been going on. These are outer planets. They move very slow. You know, Jupiter was in the mix with Uranus here about a week ago. It even magnified this aspect, this creative triangle aspect, what's going on in the heavens, which creates and focuses a very profound mystical love energy with Neptune in the deep mystical sign of Pisces. So this was the astrology back on June 6th, when the new moon was conjunct the Sun, Venus, and Mercury all together with the moon. And it is the new moon coordinates that, you know, every month with the new moon that sets the tone of cosmic energies until the following full moon, which in this case is coming up with summer solstice on the 20th. So enjoy a flirtation with cosmic love in the meantime, because, you know, it's in the field. The energy is in the field. So going to the first article now, back on the 6th, June 6th, Transcending Deep State Chaos Creation.
The byline there is that there's a quickening of a high state of personal and planetary sovereignty in the field. So this whole subject of the Constitution of sovereignty, you know, we the people, government of, by, and for the people, you know, now it is a global issue with us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. Because why? Because we're in, you know, we're in the quantum age now, the energy age. We've gone through the information age. We're in the quantum age now of instant everywhere, interactive communication capabilities, communication in terms of community, come into unity, you know, a unified field capabilities. You know, we are one. And we're going to be seeing this with the quantum everything, which is, you know, basically being suppressed. I'm talking about quantum voting, quantum healing, quantum finance, the quantum financial system, all waiting in the wings that we're about to see emerge with the great reboot, which has been co-opted by the dark side deep state, calling it the Great Reset. But really, we're talking about the Aquarian reboot of conscientious common sense and the collective consciousness of global humanity. This is all in process. And there's kind of a threefold flame going on with these threefold aspects of synergy and the trinity of the power, wisdom, and love of with media, medical, and marketing megatrend models. You know, they're, you know, basically I call them components to the capstone. And there's four sides to the pyramid of self and civilization that lead up to the capstone. And within each of those four sides, there's a trinity, there's a triangle, you know, with the whole point being the capstone. But there's this thesis, antithesis, synthesis going on in all four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, whether you call them the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical components, all leading to the capstone etheric, you know, spiritual vision, I call the capstone, the creative ascent process, leading to the summit of conscientious common sense, God vision, however you want to call it. So there's this theme that is the Aquarian theme of basically co-creation with God, love, source, I am, you know, collective higher consciousness, sometimes referred to as Christ consciousness, unity consciousness, you know, whereby we are one, sovereignty, keys to the kingdom, whereby we are all king with the keys to the internalization of God. It's an acronym, K-I-N-G, keys to the inner sense or internalization of God, and God in terms of geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe. Some people refer to the fractal order of the holographic universe. It's all geometry. In the beginning, God geometrized. In the end, we become what we geometrize. This is, goes back to Hermes Trismegistus. And Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great Trismegistus, means thrice great Hermes, Mercury. Basically, again, we're talking about right now the sun's conjunct Mercury. And also I'm referencing this higher mental understanding of the mind of God. You know, Hermes was messenger of the gods. He could basically transcend dimensions, you know, 3D, 4D, 5D. He could basically, you know, he had wings on his heels and on his helmet, on his head. And, you know, metaphorically, he could transcend dimensions very quickly, you know, basically get high. We want to say get high, higher frequencies. You know, and the mind of God, geometrically ordered divinity, the heart of love, and step it down, you know, on earth as in heaven. Metaphorically, Hermes, Trismegistus, Mercury, God Mercury, is a metaphor for basically the ability to transcend or transmute different frequencies. Again, the wings, the idea of the wings, you know, he could soar, you know, it's not your aptitude, but your attitude that determines your altitude, you know, whether you soar with the eagles or scratch with the turkeys. So here's the more light and love, easier and faster for soaring. you know, to higher frequencies of I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. So back to this threefold flame, Hermes Trismegistus. Hermes was known as the messenger of the gods. He was also known as the god of media, medicine, and marketing, the media, medical, marketing, megatrend models. And I refer to these as the key concepts of global telecom, telecare, and telecommerce. Now, I have these concepts, these words, telecom, telecare, telecommerce, hot linked. So you can go, and I usually this, I'm doing this live, like on the June 15th. And it'll go, usually within a couple days, those archives will be up from the show. The podcast will be up, and I will add basically the show notes, these links to these articles I'm going through now. This is the June 6th one on transcending the deep state. And I have links on these articles. Those who listened to the show before know that you can pull up these links to these, the narrative I'm going through. I'm getting off script a lot, you might say, ideally with enough of the Holy Spirit that the whole spirit of what I'm talking about makes better sense. But you can follow along and scroll down through these two articles I'm going through today, the narrative that I'm going through, and you can see the graphic of three circles together, two of them at the top and one of them underneath of them, and the figure of a heart going around the two top circles and down, you know, around the bottom circle, creating it like a heart form, so that the concept of telecom, telecare, telecommerce, this threefold flame, the media, medical, marketing components to in the synergy of the Trinity and the synergy in the Trinity, there's a whole which is greater than the sum of the parts. You know, you might say the higher the concept of TLC, of love, of God, the greater the results. So creating a thought form, a meme, you know, the meaning of it all, the meaning of it all, the words become a real thing this last year, the word meme, M-E-M-E. But the theme in this case of the meme is this understanding of TLC at the highest level is, again, the Holy Spirit of in the Trinity, the synergy in the Trinity of what these three organizational principles, these megatrend models of quantum voting, quantum healing, quantum finance, what this will look like in the quantum age that we're moving into. We're right on the cusp of Aquarius. We're moving into a matriarchal, more of a matriarchal feminine energy, TLC, Aquarian Age of Light and Love. We're moving out of the patriarchal, left brain linear, lockstep letter of the law, you know, the masculine, patriarchal, dominant, left brain linear, and we're moving into a more nonlinear, spherical, spiritual, spirit of the law, TLC. So here's the quantum TLC connection, and again, links, hot links that go into more depth for those that are interesting. This is how you create your own custom multimedia show. Usually I recommend people with my newsletters. If you haven't subscribed, you can just you can subscribe on Substack, Quantum Quickening, or you can on Substack, you can do a search for Christopher Rudy. And be put on my newsletter, and you'll be able to get once or twice a week, you'll be able to get these newsletters with videos and articles and a multimedia experience. And you can review, you know, each of these articles I send out with hot links, which is like a table of contents, with the chapters being the hot links to create, you know, you're selecting your custom multimedia show, you know, if you want to go deeper into a subject, you click on the links. Quite often I'll include the videos embedded, so you don't have to go anyplace else to watch the videos in my newsletter. So this is kind of a little promotion for my newsletter on Substack, which I've been doing since the first of the year, and quite a few archived. shows, again, with videos and articles, hot links. So you create your own multimedia show. When you read the newsletter, you can go deeper in some areas than others if you're interested. So I'm talking about, you know, basically the way I usually do my newsletters, I create what I call a love sandwich with light and love on the front end, the back end, you might say the bread, and strong meat in the middle, the heavy, some serious, you know, food for thought, serious food for thought for the truly thoughtful. So, you know, basically you appreciate the light because of the darkness. So I'll talk about the light side high state, which is my previous post. I went into this in more depth. This was a post specifically on fearless faith, and that fearless faith, that fervent intention for, you know, for focused attention with love retention, on comprehension of how we can co-create a unified field of heart-coherent loving-kindness as defined by pure intention and refined by a universal, I call it heartware interface. And I have a hot link on that. You can go to whole article, this understanding of heartware as the next big thing in the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware. It's heartware. You know, it's a universal interface, an interactive interface for global, local, global, interactive telecom unity in diversity. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. Now it's a global affair because we have a global village, an instant everywhere interactive global village. And we have the capability to upgrade our core sovereign freedoms, you know, sovereignty, owning our own lives. The deep state, their whole, you know, malintent is to basically create a disconnect, dissociation from a unified field. Together, you know, unified, you know, 99% of humanity, of course, we all rise up, you know, we have the power. But in the meantime, we got 1% that are lording over us and creating and managing dis-ease, dissociation, disconnect, and dysfunction to basically overrule sovereignty, you know, to basically keep us that sense of separation and suffering. Victim, and suffering sinner saint syndrome, however you want to, you know, sin stuck in negativity. So we do not wise up and rise up and own our own lives. So this sabotage of sovereignty is the thing that's going on in the world these days. And of course, overruling that with, you know, more light and love, easier and faster, you know, that's the love sandwich I'm talking about, you know. And again, there's no coming out of dysfunction, dis-ease. Unless and until we become aware of what the problem is. So that's why I provide a love sandwich. You know, light and love on the front end of my newsletters, light and love on the back end, and strong meat, you know, thought forms, subjects, serious stuff that's going on. The people, until they become aware of what the problem is, there's no healing it. And a good definition of the problem is half of the solution. So that's been kind of the theme, you know, how bad things are, how good things can be, and when we have a choice, you know. And when you have a clear-cut choice in front of you, you know, the left-handed path, the right-handed path, the benefits of the right-handed path, and you know, the dangers of the left-handed path, well, you know, usually we do the right thing, you know. So mankind has free will and anything is possible, including an evolution, revolution, revelations in higher consciousness, more light and love, easier and faster. So that's my shtick, and I'm sticking to it. More light and love, easier and faster. And I love the quote that I use in this meme thought form that follows. It goes, quote, "When your heart is pure, the universe has a way of making sure that everything works for your highest good." Get what we, you know, we, according to the law of free will, the great law, we get what we ask for. Whether we know it or like it or not, in the cosmic scheme of, you know, conscious soul evolution. I mean, you know, to every action, there's an every opposite and equal reaction, you know, stimulus to response, you know, we reap what we sow. So, you know, the The pure intention is that love is forgiving, 70 times 7, you know. Again, more light and love, easier and faster. What goes around comes around. You know, what you think about, you bring about. So here's to energy flows where attention goes. And so the pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension, it doesn't get much better than that. So here's to, again, more light and love, easier and faster. So conversely, again, we're talking about the light side, the high state. You know, heart coherent loving kindness, you know, the hardware interface, the universal interface for global telecommerce, you know, the TLC connection, upgrading core sovereign freedoms. Now, conversely, you know, that's the light side. We got the dark side. So the dark side, deep state, wants war. I mean, it wants war and or pandemic lockdown with mind-numbing fear, you know, the psychology of subservience to tyranny for blank slating the global mind. That's an MK Ultra thing, blank slating, you know, overpower, you know, the conscious mind with trauma, information overload, you know, which just the mind goes blank. It's like mind-numbing fear. And this is what they do with the pandemic. You know, they just pumped into the collective consciousness with lamestream media incessant fear porn. Incessant fear porn, you know, and you know, either you take the vaccine or you're gonna harm grandma, you know, and can't see grandma because you know she might, you know, you got to protect grandma by isolating grandma. I mean, it was the insanity that we went through was because of trauma induced structured multiple personalities. That was trauma. They traumatized the collective mind, blank slated it, and then they programmed incessant authoritarian mind control. You know, programming that was, you know, with an agenda. And then the agenda now with the deep state is sufficient trauma and programming to force the issue of digital currencies and a digital gulag, you know, a social credit system run by the artificial intelligence technocrat minions of the dark side, downgrading core sovereign freedoms. So we've got the light side that's upgrading core sovereign freedoms, and we got the dark side that's downgrading core sovereign, you know, tyranny. You know, it's not complex. You know, that's what sabotages sovereignty is tyranny. You know, it's really quite that simple. So there is an agenda for this for the dark side to create war. You can say war on health. You know, war on peace, you know, with the military industrial complex, the medical industrial complex. You know, they want to, they're losing power and control, so they want to seize power and control with a CBDCs, you know, central bank digital currencies. And I have a link on that, an article on that that goes into that. This is the dark side. If some people have problem dealing with the dark side, you know, don't want to go there, don't, you know, basically. The byline, I explain it, that there's, you know, this guy, Tom Luongo, who does this article on this with the link. He has some brilliant insights on what's going on with the reset of the whole banking system, because, you know, the issue of the currency of consciousness, the currency of economics, you know, either there's going to be a wholly new reset of the economic system and this is something I talk about a lot with the quantum financial system. I've talked about it before, and how that can be it can be blockchain and secure versus the Chinese model they have now, where they're using this digital gulag, a social credit system, to basically for totalitarian population control in China. Well, they don't, you know, there's no one more enslaved than those who think are free, but all their choices are co-opted and controlled. And they've basically test marketed and pioneered this social credit system in China with the CBDCs and credit system. And they're working on, you know, that's their agenda to move it. Now, that's the dark side agenda. The light side agenda is we're going to be seeing and I really believe this, we're going to be seeing, you know, a total changeover of our entire economic system with quantum everything. And we're talking about an economics of abundance rather than an economics of scarcity. I mean, scarcity economics is an oxymoron to begin with. You know, the value of scarcity, you know, give me a break. What's the value of scarcity? We had, and that's the economic system we have that conceals wastes and destroys abundance to maintain the scarcity that keeps prices, profit, and control high. Scarcity economics. That system is going to be changing. It's created scarcity of everything, of, you know, clean water, clean food, clean air, clean good health, you know, good communications, representation, good representation, abundant representation of God, government, of, by, and for the people. Now it's been co-opted by, you know, the 1%, you know, power trips of the power elite to own and control the human and physical resources of the masses. This is the dynamic that's going on with basically World War III in the collective consciousness of humanity right now. It's not so much a tactile war. It's more a war spiritually and mentally. And we saw that, you know, with the pandemic. You know, they, you know, fear porn, you know, you can't be, have been in faith. When people lose faith and, you know, lose the truth, if there's not the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and you've got basically the big lie that's so big and so bold and so often told repeatedly in the lamestream media that people believe it. I mean, believing the big lie doesn't make it so. So this is what we're dealing with. People are waking up. This is the Great Awakening. To the big lie, and we're waking up to the whole truth, you know, how good things can be. You know, universal cosmic light and love, the, you know, universal law language, the language of consciousness, the creative process, the co-creation process, the processes of consciousness, that the quintessential foundation of sovereign self-government, how to own our own lives, learning, health, and business. This is where it's going. This is the Aquarian Age, and all that's less than light is coming up for transmutation. This is a process of alchemy. You know, like you melt any metal, and you have a cauldron of melted metal in the slag, the impurities will rise to the surface, and you can skim that off. Well, this is the alchemical process whereby light brings up all that's less than itself, all the dark side, deep state dysfunction. You know, comes up like slag to the surface, and when people become aware of it, you know, basically skim it off. You know, skim it off of their own consciousness and collective consciousness, expose the lie, expose the truth, and people have a clear choice. That's the plan. You know, again, the greatest freedom that we have is the freedom to make a choice. You know, for more light and love, easier and faster, or not so much. So, one salient point in this video I was referring to about, you know, the reset of the banking system and why they want war to do that, that's the dark side, is this guy, he's really brilliant, but he has a commodities-based model on the economic, global economics that's based on energy sources, you know, petrochemicals, you know, gas, oil, coal, and he doesn't factor the abundant quantum energy technologies that are waiting in the wings. They're coming online. They've been available for 100 years since Tesla, but they've been suppressed. And the whole salient point I'm trying to make is that disaster capitalism is self-destructing. I mean, it's the end of their world of profit from war, disease, and mass genocide. It's the end of their world of it. So now, they, of course, their last gasp is, it's like the whiplash of the dragon's tail. They want war's chaos to rule by emergency and to avoid prosecution for their crimes against humanity. This is the big picture issue, folks. And I love the quote regarding, you know, this big picture by Carl Jung from his book on Memories, Dreams, and Reflections, where he says, as far as we can discern, the sole purpose of human existence is to kindle a light in the darkness of mere being. You know, mere being, the little me, the 3D, you know, 3D egoic consciousness, that darkness, to kindle a light, you know, 4D, 5D, higher consciousness of how we are conscious, the language of consciousness, the light of consciousness. I mean, he didn't go into all that. He just said, as far as we can discern the sole purpose of human existence is to kindle a light in the darkness of mere being. Carl Jung, 1962. So our choice is self-evident, folks. Either we bring light to dark places by linking the light of light servers, light bearers, light workers, light weavers, light servers, with the general enlightenment process. Either we link the light with the general enlightenment process, linking the light of the light bearers, the light servers, or the encroaching darkness deepens. I mean, the dark side deep state, you know, until people just say stop, expose the lie with the whole truth and the choice that we have, either we do that or, you know, by default, you know, our worst fears come upon us because all they have in their tool chest is fear porn and emergency. They rule by emergency has been their MO, you know, since 9/11, you know, create a crisis, manage a crisis. It's like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, you know, problem, reaction, solution. But they take it to the dark side. You can have the creative process. Everything that's going on right now, which is a challenge to our consciousness, can be for our awakening. You can prick our conscience. So we wake up, wise up, and rise up and say, thus far and no further. So this is all just food for thought, you know, for those who are truly thoughtful. So chew it well. You know, fearless faith, the high state, counters the deep state of collective faithless fear. Again, this is a very simple concept. If it's not voluntary, it's tyranny. You know, it's not rocket science. If your free will choice is being, you know, inverted, subverted, and perverted, you know, in the name of health or security or peace or, you know, this is the insanity that's repeated itself throughout the last century. The creating and management of disease, war, death, and hell on the planet, always in the name of some emergent solution to an emergency that was man-made and created, you know, again, to move the dialectic of ownership and control of human physical resources of the planet. This is, you know, the same pattern repeated over and over and over. So the vision alone of mass-mediated TLC, telecom, telecare, teleconscience, and telecommerce. It can be the catalyst. The vision alone can be the catalyst for a self-governing, self-healing, and self-fulfilling prophecy of a self-elevating nature. You know, like salvation is self-elevation. You know, a high state, the high state. The high state that naturally neutralizes the deep state. You know, more light and love is naturally neutralizes the dark side of, you know, disease, dystopian, and dysfunction. So seize the vision. You know, with vision, the healing begins. Without vision, the people perish. We all know that. So coming out the gate, you know, seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory. The vision of virtue and valor for the victory. You know, it's like seize the vision, affirming at-one-ment, intention. Atonement, intention, you know, unity and diversity. Embrace the virtue in terms of confirming, you know, affirming one-ment, affirming the intention and confirming the attention, mindful attention with universal law language. What that looks like. Again, I'm providing hot links in the content so people that if they, you know, anyone that wants to go deeper into these concepts of atonement as at-one-ment or the mindful attention, you know, universal law language, or the vow with valor, determining TLC retention. So we have intention, attention, and retention. The TLC retention is the telecom, telecare, and telecommerce, the threefold flame of Hermes Trismegistus. This is this Mercurian, you know, brilliance right now with the sun conjunct Mercury conjunct Venus, the TLC factor. So these are these three components, the telecom, telecare, telecom. At this time, I'm talking about this because the astrology psychology is focusing this understanding in the sign of Gemini. So the deep space energies of Gemini come through into our solar system as our solar system is aligned and in that field, that sector of our galaxy, there's different energies, and these different deep space energy, these deep space energies have different influences as they align with our, you know, basically the step down transformers in our solar system, which are the planets. They step down the deep space energies, and it, within their field of influence, and Mercury, it moves very fast. It's closest to the sun. It has the most rapid, you might say, higher mental energies of the sun. And remember, the sun is a portal for the energy of the great central sun of our galaxy. You know, there, it's a white hole, black hole. It's a quantum. It has quantum connection. Our sun with the great central sun of our galaxy, which is massive. Our whole galaxy, you know, of hundreds of millions of solar systems orbiting around the Milky Way, the great central sun of our Milky Way galaxy, they're all connected in the quantum scheme of things, and it's the energies of the great central sun, which is connected with all galaxies in universe. You know, there's a quantum connection. That is that unified field, unity and diversity, sometimes called the coherence factor, that is like the glue of the worldwide web of light and galactic web of light. There is, it's an energy of coherence. The coherence factor is actually a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion and joy. Now, this goes back to the research of Dan Winter, who I've had on my radio show over the last decade, last 16 years, and multiple times I've had Dan Winter on the show. He has pioneered this field of quantum science, quantum understanding, and the quantum harmonics of heart coherence as a golden ratio when you are in that frequency. And it is that frequency actually is like the web of love throughout all system of world. It's like there's three energies, this threefold flame. Like Hermes Trismegistus, there's a threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power with energies that are left brain linear, right brain nonlinear, and whole brain, you might say, coherence, where the left and right brain are coherent. They're in that frequency of holy compassion, which is, you might say, the glue, the coherence factor, you know, for the entire universe, the web of light. It is like the fabric of the universe, is like the coherence factor. In astrology, you see it as trines and sextiles. It's a harmonic connection, you know, that's instant everywhere and interactive in the quantum field. It's the quantum reality of basically the unified field of, you know, how we are all connected. So there's these three energies throughout the universe, right dynamic energy fields, which is like squares and opposition in your astrology. There's round magnetic energy fields, which is like alignment, conjunction, like what's going on with the sun, Mercury, and Venus right now in Gemini. That's like a coherent, that's the coherence factor. So there's right dynamic, there's round magnetic, and there's radiant energy, which is like the trines and sextiles, which is like, you know, basically most solar systems in our galaxy are binary. You know, there's like a male, masculine, and a feminine aspect to it, and they combine the synergy in, you know, there's a synergy in the trinity of these three aspects of the individual, linear, nonlinear, and then you might say the trinity synergy in the trinity of those two was a three-in-one understood, you know, as the fleur de lis in the French, you know, the power, wisdom, and love, the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government. There's this threefold flame throughout all creation. I call it, you know, refer to it as there's a synergy in this trinity when you have the balanced power and wisdom of the left brain, the right brain, and with the love, you know, the coherence factor that is greater than the sum of the parts, you know, and there's like, 1 + 1 = 3. So there's these threefold aspect in, you know, the pyramid of self and civilization, which is like the four sides, the four directions, and, you know, the and referred to in the Native American spirit understanding of the four winds, the four directions. You have the four archetypes of Jung, the fire, air, water, earth, the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, the government, education, healthcare, and the economy. These four archetypal, you might say, components to the capstone of sides to the pyramid of self and civilization, they're all trinities. They're all with the whole point, the synthesis being in the capstone as we wise up and rise up, and basically the creative ascent process, the capstone, CAP, creative ascent process to the, again, the law of the one and atonement for SIN, stuck in negativity. Anyway, I'm going metaphorically into a lot of dimensions of cosmic law of the one, two in one, polarity versus duality, three in one, the trinity versus the dialectic, dialectical materialism of crisis, reaction, solution. There's always a dark side and a light side to all principles of cosmic law. Basically, you don't want to go to the dark side because it'll bite you in the ass every time, sooner or later. if you want more light and love easier and faster, you want to avoid the dark side using interfering with anyone's free will. You don't want to interfere with free will individually, collectively. Sovereignty is an honoring of that free will individually and collectively. Honoring the free will of individuals, of families, of countries, of nations, on all levels, social, political, and economic, and these are the different sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. Again, you have the assembling of the components of the capstone of God, love, source, vision, how we co-create with God and claim the victory, integrating the love, the ascension of personal planetary sovereignty. So what we have, going through this article back on track with the narrative, is global netizens who are networking for the net worth of net reality with a more enlightened interactive interface in the hardware, universal interactive interface for culturing social conscience in our global social network communities. The social networks are like communities, how we come into unity, how we, care enough to share, as a community, our perspectives. So we can come into unity, and so ideally the best and brightest perspectives will wise up and rise up the collective. So you have wisdom of the crowd, wisdom of the cloud. So how to do this globally, locally and globally, is the Heartware Project. The Heartware Project is a model that I've been developing for the last 50 years. I talked about in the last show. The last 50 years where I've been, 50 years, it was 50 years ago this year that I spoke to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building regarding how these 10 agencies of the federal government that were looking to the bicentennial era from 76 to 89, 13 years from Declaration of Independence to the ratification of the Constitution, they're looking at how we're going to celebrate revolution. They were looking at that, and they had a bunch of World Future Society, Committee for the Future, visionaries, futurists, unified field theorists, that were in an alliance with the World Future Society and the Committee for the Future, who put on this convention, for these 10 agencies of federal government. These were a convention of luminary leaders, futurists, visionaries, to give some insight, these 10 agencies, how we could celebrate, global revolution, 76 to 89, 13 years. So I pretty much chunked it out. I gave that presentation. It was after 3 days. It was after a 3 days future summit. And I was asked to give the keynote presentation at the conclusion. That presentation I had given at Buckminster Fuller's month-long World Game Studies workshop that summer at the University of Pennsylvania, and I gave a presentation to some individuals there that were from the World Future Society and the Committee for the Future, which was, largely created by Barbara Marx Hubbard, who inherited the Marx fortune, from Barbie doll fortune, And she sponsored this thing. We created, and she'd been doing these, what she called them, SynCon, Synergy Convergence Conventions, you know, around the country for different situations. And I think this was the first time she had done one of these things for government, but it was well executed. And they had 3 days of people giving presentations on, you know, what the future could look like, you know, modeling the future, what it could look like for the next 13 years. Then I gave the keynote address, you know, and summed it up, you know, chunked it out like I'd done at the World Game Studies workshop 2 months earlier that summer, which was in the fall of 74, because, you know, it was in the fall of 70, we're getting ready for 76. You know, we're, you know, basically we were doing predictive modeling of how good things could be. And I summed it up in terms of how we could have an upgrade of our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government with the communications technology that was down, linking from satellites into cable TV nations worldwide, and basically networking out the global mind, the neural networking of the global mind, and how we could we could use a universal interface, which I explained how that would work, a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction that would represent the language of consciousness itself, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, in the holodeck, you know, between the ears, the brightness, scale, color spectrum, and depth of field in terms of how the patterning of brightness and color from upper brain to lower brain, as it, you know, the white light of the infinite eternal hits the prism of human consciousness, refraction to all the colors of the rainbow, and you got a full spectrum of consciousness. You know, on these three scales, third scale being, you might say, forebrain, rear brain, foresight, hindsight, you know, this third dimension with three numbers in sequence creates a dot and a cube. Anyway, I explained this over 10 minutes. I won't go into it all now. I provide links on this if you're interested, and how this works with the Heartware project, this project of Heartware, a universal interface, developing the universal interface. Been working on that, modeling that, you know, out picturing that vision, how that would work for the last 50 years. Not rocket science. It would have worked back then if the economics and politics wasn't basically ownership and control of the human resource source of the planet rather than liberation of them. So here's, you know, here's the liberating light and love, you know, more light and love, easier and faster, liberating the collective consciousness of humanity so that the best and brightest will, you know, will provide, you know, the abundant life at all levels, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. With more light and love, easier and faster, you know, the Aquarian model, you know, and what that looks like, how that works, and, you know, how we can basically fulfill that divine destiny. So there's a big thing going on in the world right now, as you know, with artificial intelligence. Now, if artificial intelligence is not harnessed by real intelligence, you know, real intelligence of the heart, you know, it's pretty hard, if not impossible, to bring heart intelligence to machine learning, you know, artificial intelligence. So if the content of what I'm talking about, you know, in my Substack articles, you know, in my newsletters that I send out, you know, people that are on my list, if that content, including all the, you know, the linked content in those newsletters, if artificial intelligence is used to analyze it as the organizing principle, the intention, with the intention of a meritocracy, you know, if that's the organizing intent of an AI analysis, is a meritocracy, you know, organizing all information. Information thereby, you know, with organizing information to, you know, to frame the highest understanding of a meritocracy, whereby the best and brightest concepts will, you know, like I call it information's ecology, recycling general knowledge that generates specific wisdom, wisdom of the crowd, wisdom of the cloud, wisdom of the unified field of consciousness. You know, linking the light of the light workers, the light bearers, the light weavers, the light sharers, organizing all information thereby. If this is done, then the golden rule for all meritocracies will culture real intelligence for a high state upgrade of the five core internet freedoms I was talking about 50 years ago to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill. I mean, that's where it's going, folks. I mean, we either get our act together, finally, you know, the family of mankind in a global village, you know, or by default, our worst fears are going to come upon us. So, you know, seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory. You know, the quickening of our time with the alchemy of sacred fire. And I provide a video on that, and I'll provide, you know, an excerpt of the video. It's for illumination to come forth, that mankind will be quickened to understand Mother Earth and the natural balance of cycles of light, of energy, of consciousness, into the lives of the sons and daughters of God to coalesce the Aquarian way moving forward in its reality, in its joy, in its vibrancy, in the cosmic unity of love. That's the intention, folks. That's an excerpt from the video that you can watch, provide links. And basically, you know, the spirit is today, choose. We have free will choice. Choose calm over chaos, serenity over stress, peace over perfection, grace over grit, faith over fear, more light and love, easier and faster. So that's pretty much one to sum up, you know, the whole understanding of how to raise the frequencies of life with the spirit that matters. Again, I'm finishing on the beginning and finishing on that note of a love sandwich, more light and love, easier and faster, you know, light and love on the front end, strong meat in the middle. I get into some heavy, intense stuff, what's going on, you know, with, you know, they want to have a war to reset the banking system. By God's grace and God's, it's not going to happen. You know, it's going to take a while, you know, basically for enough people to basically wise up and be, you know, solidarity with the idea of ending the deep state tyranny that subjugates our free will with all these, you know, emergencies and fears for basically control of human and physical resources of global humanity. So there's liberation from that. That's our divine destiny. That's where we're going. I'm basically finishing up with this last piece, which was done here several days ago, regarding the shift, where we're going, the future, which is not a linear extension of our past. The five-dimensional shift that's happening is nonlinear. It's holistic. And it's healthy, and it's, you know, the kind of analogy to, you know, this whole thing of how shift happens. It's like a five-gear stick shift. You remember that? You know, yeah, 5D. Remember the five-gear stick shifts? I mean, unless you grew up with an automatic, you know, most of mature adults or seniors, you know, they know what a five-gear shift is. Well, it's kind of a what's going on in the collective consciousness is kind of, you know, consciousness is your vehicle, and you can't steer it until you get it in motion. So here we are moving forward, going through, you know, shifting gears, the big shift, you might say, into a fifth-dimensional consciousness, individually and collectively, so we can steer in the right direction. Okay, you know, get that vehicle in motion so we can steer it. So I go into the five upshifts, you know, moving forward in principle. And I have the website with links on that, you know, the love of, you know, the five shifts, you might say. The first principle, you know, the love of truth, the truth of love. The second shift into the gold standard for consciousness, focused attention on the golden rule, and we got it rolling now. You know, the shifting to the third gear, synergy and a co-creation trinity. You got the three sides of them, the capstone or the pyramid of self and civilization. And you know, we shift in the fourth gear, you know, those components of the capstone for conscious ascension in all four dimensions, leading to the fifth dimension, fifth gear, creative ascent process. You know, full spectrum 5D comprehension, effective sensory perception. ESP is effective sensory perception. So that's the principle of where we're going. You know, the five shifts, upshifting, you know, where we're going. That's the now the practice is back to the TLC practice with the threefold mediation, medical, marketing, telecommunication, telecare, telecommerce. You know, you've got the telecommunication, a universal interface for global TLC, you know, for building real community, you know, with real intelligence, you know, heart-centric, heart-coherent connection. Number two, telecare, global holistic healing, the holistic medical care model, with Global Telecare, TLC standards for health assurance, a new health assurance industry for building health and preventing disease. And we got telecommerce, you know, basically the currency of conscience with, you know, market economy, you know, win-win-win synergy in the TLC trinity. Telecom, telecare, telecommerce, the media medical marketing megatrend model. And I have that thought form for that. And I go into that with a personal note. You know, I want the best for everyone that's listening. Thank you for listening. You know, I'm going to be on vacation for a while. I'll probably be back in 2 weeks. Maybe not. You know, we'll see. So I want to thank everyone for listening. This has been an amazing show for me, to kind of the keynotes of what I've been, you know, publishing since the first of the year. And really working on for the last 50 years, you know, for those who have been following my newsletters and for my radio shows, this has been the theme of who I am and what I'm doing for the last 50 years. So hopefully today you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s, Aquarian Spring, you know, the 2020s. We're coming into the halfway point. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.